Welcome to Pennal, croeso I Pennal, and this time to what was a century ago called Pennal's West End. The little part of Pennal over the bridge is only a small portion, but a busy one, and at one time very busy indeed. As you cross the river, you were until 1974 actually stepping into the parish of Tywyn. The parish church was 10 miles away, although it was hardly more than 10 steps to Pennal's own parish church. It was more of a boundary at one time, when Pennal came under the jurisdiction of Machynlleth Borough Council, though not even in Montgomeryshire. This was proper border country, as it still is today. Thankfully, we are now all one again, as in centuries past, but this can be a real problem for people researching their family history. The census pre-1981 would state that anyone born in Siop y Bont or in Cwrt were from Tywyn, which can send people off the family trail completely. The border was clearly the river, the Sychan River, although sadly most maps record it as the Pennal River. Sych means dry in Welsh, which makes a great deal of sense as the river still dries up quite often in summer. It is easy to cross this bridge today, but early inhabitants of Pennal probably crossed the ford, which lies downstream, and is in a straight line between the Roman fort and the Domen Las beyond. There are records of an original wooden bridge here in 1644, which was often having to be strengthened and even rebuilt. The river was windy and would often overflow, and the area was always wet. The fact that there are no very old houses close to the river proves that. This stone bridge is listed as Grade 2 by Cadw and included as a finely constructed local bridge, unusually with an elliptical arch in the centre of the village. It was built around 1815 when the Sychan was also straightened with higher walls on each side and steps laid down to take water. This then made it possible to build on the other bank. Firstly, the land for the schoolhouse was bequeathed by the Thrustons of Talcath Hall so that all the village children could be schooled. There had been travelling schools, famous and renowned in Wales in the 18th century, including an H. Thomas Charles school, as well as private venture schools. One, Azariah Shadrach, was headmaster here in 1802. Pennal School was being built on December 24, 1846, when an inspector for schools came to record the standard of education found here. He noted this and that 20 boys, including 6 poor boys paid for by Miss Thruston, were taught in the church gallery. This was recorded in the report on the condition of schools in Wales, 1847, a notoriously despised report nicknamed the Treason of the Blue Books, which are infamous in Welsh history, as it poured scorn on teaching throughout the land, although Wales was indeed a considerably literate country in its own language. The Welsh language is a vast drawback to Wales, and a manifold barrier to the moral progress and commercial prosperity of the people. It is not easy to overestimate its evil effects. This led to prejudice against the speaking and teaching of Welsh when children were made to wear wooden plaques marked WN or Welsh not if heard speaking Welsh, and when the last one wearing it at the end of the day would be punished. It was recorded as a schoolhouse as it included a house for the master. If you look carefully, you can see the shape of the door and windows on the wall facing the road. The school was renovated in 1895 when there were 135 pupils. The house became a classroom and the beautiful ornate arched windows on the riverside were added. More than 100 children attended the school up till 1906. Many pupils achieved success, including one Griffith Evans from Tywyn, who attended this renowned school in 1849 to 51 and later became a pioneering veterinary officer in the USA and a friend of President Lincoln. In India, he discovered the effects of small microcosms, one called after him, Tryphanosoma evansi, and made significant discoveries into malaria. Called the father of modern veterinary science, a friend of Lloyd George, and was given the freedom of the city of Bangor, where he died at 100 years old in 1935. Perhaps he remembered the school motto, which appears on the lower gable end, Gwell disg na golid, or better knowledge than riches. Many others still remember this motto, as well as the Urdhva's motto, which translates, I shall be faithful to Wales, to fellow man, and to Christ. The Welsh League of Youth is 100 years old in 2022, and many here took part in its activities from the beginning, especially one Bob or Cecil Roberts, who became an honorary president, and as the son of the village policeman, lived opposite in the mid-20th century. One of the rooms in the school was used as a meeting room for young and old, and often held concerts, lectures and clubs. It is still known as the Aylwyd, which translates as the hearth, but also meant the meeting place and club, even though not used as such today. As the Canberra News reporter writing about Pennal Drama Company in 1948 described this community. Like any other activity in this independent, self-contained, completely Welsh village, where the art of self-entertainment and home-produced culture have reached a high pitch of perfection, the Aylwyd is active and flourishing, with over 60 members. The village policeman has been its secretary for many years. Here can be found a billiard table, a reading table, loaded with magazines, daily and weekly newspapers, and a library containing 1,500 volumes. To this room also are invited experts from all parts of Wales to address the Aylwyd on every topic under the sun, from psychiatry to farming. Opposite the school was David Rowlands's drapery shop. He and his father had been travelling drapers, making clothes for people in their homes, but in the mid-19th century built the shop and adjoining house. This is probably the West End shop, which is listed as well as Shop of Bonds in the Electorist of 1906. Later, Shop of Bonds sold all kinds of groceries and drapery, and even had a petrol pump until 1976. The grocery side shut in 2003, but it remained a post office until about 2010. Today, it has a new life as a craft workshop and shop. Next door was the police station, which was built around 1875 and served as so until the 1980s. It had three cells for criminals, a pound or special community pen in the garden for straying animals, and one for wandering dogs. Beyond that, this side of the two modern houses is a sign for the footpath to Llyn Butry. This is a deep pool on the river and has a whirlpool like a butter-making churn, from which it may get its name. The Romans moored here, bringing supplies in for their fort. Indeed, Llyn Butry was probably the most important trading site in Pennal for centuries. Boats were built here, including the last sailing boat on the Dyfi built by John Jones in 1869, a year before the last one on the Thames in London. It was a schooner of 75 feet and 76 tons, called the Catherine after his wife. There were many landing sites and moorings along the river, exporting products such as slate, stone, bark and flannel from the fulling mills. A little higher up the Dyfi, salmon and trout eggs were exported to Australia. And in the 16th century, Edward Herbert Montgomery MP and five speculators set up salt works, though short-lived, on the salt marsh. From there also, short fescue turf was stripped and sent to create the new tennis courts in Wimbledon in 1921. Imported were shiploads of lime, rye, coal, culm, and some luxury goods. But there was another very lucrative trade along the Dyfi, that of smuggling. There were bands of smugglers who brought in goods for centuries to Machynlleth and beyond. The crown sets increasing tolls to pay for continual wars abroad. At its height at the end of the 18th century, over 1,400 goods were taxed. Goods such as salt, spirits, soap, wine and tea, and every section of society tried to avoid these. Elizabeth I was so concerned about this trade that she set up commissions to examine every creek and haven along the coasts. In Bala on the last day of 1565, the coast of Merioneth was recorded, and for the Dyfi was noted, being a haven and having no habitation but only three houses, whereunto there is no resort, save only in the time of herring fishing, at which time of fishing there is a wonderful great resort of fishers, assembled from all places within the realm. Two local men were appointed as excise men to guard the haven and river against such illicit trade. Not many were caught, let alone convicted. It was a widespread and well-supported trade until most of the tolls were increasingly abolished after the 1820s. This footpath also follows the old coaching route over to Morben, as well as the early route of the slate carried on pack horses from Bryn Eglwys Quarry above Abergynolwyn, over the mountain and down to the Dyfi. Later it became the path of the tramway to the river, which goes through the field before joining today's track. The tramway was built to convey large slabs of slate from Cwm Ebol Quarry, which lies in the first valley off the River Syrchan. This quarry shut in 1906. By then, white quartz stone, a favourite for Victorian cemeteries, was quarried and broken up by the gate in a deep pit. Then, from 1919, wood was conveyed on the extended line from a sawmill at Cwm Dŵr. Between 1914 and 23, many local trees were cut to make pit props for South Wales coal mines. The white stones were quarried until the mid-1930s. One boy of that time described what fun it was to ride the wagons or bogies up and down the line on Saturday afternoons, especially if one child jumped off and made the front of the bogie rise. Wyn Burton broke his arm. No wonder the policeman ran after them through the village. It is indeed like an industry timeline. One of the oldest relics still visible is the Pennal Lime Kiln that lies in the middle of the field lower down the track. There were at least three lime kilns along the Dyfi in the Pennal area, which showed the importance of limestone, which came from around the Welsh coast and further afield. Here it was burnt to then be spread on the fields, but today the kiln is just a hump for the lambs to play on, with a few bricks strewn about, probably because it suffered at the hands of the Home Guard soldiers who apparently practised manoeuvres on it. Only a small part of Pennal, but clearly a busy one, even today with its artisan craft shop and busy little school and people passing by along the Wales coastal path between Machynlleth and Aberdyfi. If you'd like to follow our path around the village, our tour begins on the Marian by the river, but it can be joined anywhere. To carry on from here, carefully walk on to the lodge, straight ahead at the bottom of the Talgath Drive. Along today's Welsh coastal path, the old turnpike road through Cwm Maethlon created in 1773, which then went to Aberdyfi in 1827, the old coaching route before that, and originally the Roman road. As you can hear, we are proud of Pennal. And now we have got together with a project called Pennal 2050 to help provide a happy, prosperous and healthy place for generations to come. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website www.visitpennal.wales.